Yes, I have to confirm that this afternoon, members of Parliament, of the Zambian Parliament, protested after a ministerial statement that was made by the Minister of Justice, Winter Kabimba, pertaining to the constitutional process in the country. The statement arose out of a point of order that was made by Honorable Mutereka, a member of the opposition, who is also an independent, where he demanded for a clear roadmap pertaining to the constitution-making process. The Speaker at the time, who is the deputy, who was presiding, ordered that the Minister of Justice was to make a ministerial statement on the floor of the House today. When the Minister of Justice made the statement pertaining to the constitutional making process, there was no mention pertaining to the roadmap pertaining to the constitutional making process. The issues that are being raised by members of the public and parliamentarians pertaining to constitutional making process was not addressed. As a result of that failure by the Minister of Justice to address the real issues that are concerning members of the public and parliamentarians pertaining to the constitution not being addressed, members decided that protesting was the only option available. The members of our parliament have decided and have resolved that even tomorrow, if no direction pertaining to the constitutional making process, the members of parliament will continue with the process of protest.
So Thursday, when parliament resumes and the government doesn't come up with a roadmap working towards giving Zambians a constitution, the protest will continue? Wouldn't that disrupt parliamentary activities?
Well, it will definitely disrupt. But you must be aware that this constitutional process in this country has been on the drawing board for the last 19 years. We have had a 4 constitutional review commission at a very high cost to the nation. And when the PF government was campaigning at the time when they were in opposition, they had assured members of the public that within 90 days they were going to provide a people-driven constitution, which they have not done to date. And contradictory statements have been made by the president and other senior leaders of the Patriotic Front government, you know, to the effect that they don't need a new constitution. Hence the movement by parliamentarians and other interested parties like the church and civil society to agitate for the enactment of a new constitution through a referendum.
Doesn't the government need time, as it has asked for, in order to look through the document presented before presenting it to the public?
Well, I tend to think that they have been given the adequate time they had requested. As I indicated, they had informed members of the public and assured that within 90 days of them assuming office, they are going to deliver the constitution to the people. And this is now the 3rd year in office, and nothing has been happening.
But don't you think that campaign promises are different from pragmatic solutions when you get into government? Why wouldn't the opposition just be tolerant?
Yeah, the members of the public and parliamentarians have been waiting for a definite, workable time frame to deliver the constitution. And the government has not been forthcoming over this very issue. I don't think issues would have arisen where if they had given a definite time frame, a roadmap that is clear and acceptable to all members of the public. That is where the bone of contention is. They have never done it. And that was why a member of parliament had to raise a point of order, and the speaker directed that the Minister of Justice comes up with a statement pertaining to the issues that were raised. I don't think there would have been any problems if the Minister of Justice had indicated to the nation the definite roadmap pertaining to the constitutional making process, which the government has not done.
If you continue disrupting Parliament, the people's work will never get done. So does that mean that, as you have said, that opposition will continue with their protest, nothing gets done until the government comes up with its roadmap to delivering the what people have described as the people-driven constitution to Zambians?
It can be done in so many ways. You can still be sitting in parliament and then you not succeed. That is how you would want to proceed with the protest. But I don't think it would be proper for me to give the strategy of parliamentarians depending on the way forward. But definitely they are grieved over what has transpired today.